Congregation, with the help of the Lord, I preach the word of God this morning from Luke 2. I read one verse as text verse for the sermon, Luke 2, verse 12, where we read God's holy and infallible word as follows. Verse 12, "And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The theme for the sermon is a sign unto you. 3 points. The first point, message. Second point is sign. And the third point, faith. So the theme is a sign unto you. 3 points, message, sign, and faith. Congregation, it happens, children, that sometimes there is a card received in the mail announcing the birth of a child, isn't it? And then in that card it can be that there is some information about this child. The name is there. And sometimes they write a little bit about how this child is, how tall it is, or what the weight is, something like that. And you read it and you start to think, you see the names, you know the parents. You think, well, what kind of a child is this and will it be? And you might see something of the child before you because of the information that you have received, although you still have to go there and see the child one day. Well, the Lord is giving an announcement of the birth of His Son in this world, the Lord Jesus Christ. It was not by a card received in the mail, but it was by angels, those heavenly messengers sent by God to this world. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. A most joyful tiding, and they are sore afraid when the messenger is seen. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings." Why were they afraid? Were you ever afraid when there was an announcement of the birth of a child, card coming? No, that doesn't make us afraid. There's something very special here that's bringing fear to the hearts of the shepherds when the announcement of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in this world is received and the message is brought to them. And you can see what it was that made them afraid. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. So they were in the darkness of the night, keeping watch over their sheep. And well, they probably had a fire there to keep the wild animals away, and it gave some light in the darkness, but it was nothing compared to the glory of the Lord that came from heaven, and it shone round about them. It's kind of wonderful, isn't it? I mean, if there's a light coming, there will always be some dark spots, a shadow. But here, this glory is everywhere. Nothing is hidden anymore. No darkness anymore. That's the glory of God coming to the shepherds. Well, when the Lord is coming in our hearts and lives, with the glory and the light of His gospel, isn't there something like that happening? That glory is shining round about. There's no shadow left over to hide something, is there? It's revealing everything. and they were sore afraid, start to tremble. When the Lord is revealing everything in your life. And what a difference, the darkness there was before and now the light, the glory of God. And there we see the reason. It's such a different world they were in. A depraved and dark world full of sin. And the glory of God is coming there. And that brings fear. And that makes sore afraid. And there's a reason. When we see ourselves in the light of the glory of God, there's a reason to be afraid. Did you ever experience that? That's really part of a true faith, that you know what it means, that the glory of God, well, you say, how does it happen then? Is there an angel coming? No, the message of God is coming to your life. And that is in the Word. So I'm not talking about a special experience like an angel coming from heaven, but it is special when the Word is coming to your life in such a way that's shining round about, that you have to discover and to see how you are in the light of the Word of God, when that message of God is coming to your heart. And that's such a different thing from where you are by nature, that by nature there is a dark night of sin, of selfishness, of unbelief. And now the Word of God is coming and shining with a godly, glorious light and revealing that what is there in your life, that poverty and that darkness, that selfishness, that carnal way of thinking, and it can and it will make you tremble. Oh God, be merciful unto me. Help me. How can I stand before thee? It made them sore afraid. But immediately the angel said, fear not. That is what the gospel is showing us. That the fear has and will leave our heart and life. When these glad tidings about Christ are received by faith, when we see in our distress, God is showing kindness, good will toward man. God is showing grace and mercy unto me. That is such an amazing, wonderful message that the Lord is bringing here to the angels. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Good tidings of great joy. Joy will fill your heart. You say, is that possible for me? It could be for someone else who didn't sin so badly as I have done, who didn't sin so for such a long time as I did. But it says to all people, this message has to be proclaimed to everybody. And everyone that will believe will be saved. And what does it mean to believe? It means that you see in Christ what you need to stand before God, and that you trust that it is enough, and that you rest in it with your heart, and that you find in that way peace. So you confess before God, Oh Lord, I've sinned against thee. And you cry, Oh Lord, save me. And you find rest in what Christ has done. We, being justified by faith, have peace with God. And the fear will go away out of your heart. And joy and happiness will fill your soul. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Unto you, it's personal. The Lord is speaking to you today. There is a Savior born so that you would be saved out of your sin. Unto you is born this day. You say, well, this is spoken to the shepherds. And isn't that different? Well, but the Lord took care that it was written down and received today here in Grand Rapids and proclaimed today to you. Unto you is born with this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Unto you is born. You need this Savior. You need Christ the Lord. And he is born 2,000 years ago in the city of David, which is Bethlehem. A Savior. Think about it. What God has done. Meditate upon it. How he gave the promise in paradise. How he repeated it through history. And how he told that a son of David would be born. And here it happens. Here it is proclaimed that it has happened. Which is Christ the Lord. Which means Christ is the anointed one. The one sent by God, the one who is the Lord, who has the power, the authority to save you, to lift you up out of your helplessness, your weakness, and to bring you to that communion with God by faith, to know the Lord by faith, to see his grace, to receive forgiveness of your sin, to receive light in the darkness. Oh, what a miracle for those shepherds in their darkness. Yes, they had fire, but that was nothing compared to this glory. And isn't there something, you know, and that is also a teaching to us, and we can have in the darkness of the night our fire that we make. We try to do things and feel good about it. We try to find safety and security like they did in the darkness of the night that they were in. And we try to do the same things in a religious way, that we do things and think, yes, I got something. But when the Lord is coming and revealing Christ to us, then that light that we had in the fire that we made, that is nothing compared to this glory. It will not even be seen anymore. This glory is so overwhelming. Then you immediately will look away from all your works and self-righteousness. And you will be overwhelmed and surrounded by that glory and light of Christ. You don't need those things anymore to find security of peace for your heart and soul when this message of the birth of the Savior is coming to your heart with the power that it has. Then there is everything in it. Your works don't count anymore, like that fire was not seen anymore when the glory of heaven came in this dark night in the fields of Bethlehem. Christ is born. And his message is brought by God. God wants it to be known. He wants you, children, to know that Christ is born. He wants you, young people, to think about it, that Christ is born. You adults, to meditate upon it, that Christ is born. This is Christmas, that we have our hearts lifted up to Christ, and that we think about it and pray about it, and that we are amazed about it, and that we worship him in our hearts because we see so much in him. And then, yeah, you will not be in the center anymore with what you do. It doesn't mean that you won't do anything. No, we see those shepherds became very active. They were seeking and finding and talking about it. Although the shepherd didn't tell them that they have to bring this message abroad, they did. That's the fruit. It was not something that went in front of it, you know, that they did to find happiness and joy. But it was a result of the happiness and joy that came in the heart because of this message that there is a Savior. And to look unto him is satisfying my soul and filling my soul with power. You say, what does it mean to look unto him? It means that I remember the words written here, that I read them, and that I see the reality of it, and that I think about it, that Christ came into this world, that this happened in history, and that he did everything. So you see Christ as a babe in the manger. And then your thoughts will multiply and climb up to not only to that wood of the manger, but also to the wood of the cross. And there you see your Savior. There you see the sacrifice that you need for your soul, and happiness will fill your heart. Salvation, glory, peace, and power. Power to conquer sin, not to earn heaven, but for gratitude. Because of what Christ did, that he was born in this world and accomplished everything. Here is the message. In the fields of Bethlehem, so long ago, there was a woman there, you remember? Bethlehem means house of bread, bread house. And Christ is born there as the living bread that came from heaven to feed your soul and heart, to satisfy you inwardly in a spiritual way. Like when you have had a good meal and then you say, feel good about this. I got strength now. I'm satisfied. That happens to your heart. When you find Christ, the message of Christ in the Word. He was born there in Bethlehem, bread house, the living bread. So long ago, there was a woman there. You see her kneeling down to gather food in the field. It's Ruth, the Moabite, who married Boaz and got a child, which was the grandfather of David. And here is the great Son of David, born in Bethlehem. And here it is proclaimed by the angels. God prepared salvation according to his word. God is faithful. He keeps his word. When he is saying in his word that Christ would be born, it would happen, and it did happen. When he is saying in his word that your sins are forgiven, when you kneel down at the feet of Christ and confess your sins and trust in him, it happens. It is true. He is faithful. His word is true. Doesn't depend on you. Depends on Christ. And you receive it by faith. And there will be, in his time and measure, the fruit of peace. That is not a foundation. Be careful that you don't think when I feel it good enough. It's true. No, the work of Christ is good enough. He who is born in this world, and it's proclaimed by the angel, Christ the Lord, a Savior. And this shall be a sign unto you. A sign. What is that sign? The word sign is a word that is used also for when the Lord Jesus would do a miracle in the world. How many times did he do that, children? You know all those miracles? You've heard those histories. There was someone who was blind from his birth. And the Lord Jesus healed him. And that is a sign, a miracle that he did, so that people could see his power. And he is not just man, but also God. So he came in this world, and you could say he covered his divinity, being God. He covered it with his humanity, like with a cloth, a garment. Sometimes he like lifted that cloth, that garment, to show his divinity in the signs, in the miracles that he did, so the people would believe. So a sign is to support the word, you could say, so that there would be faith, that people would believe. And this shall be a sign unto you. What is that sign? Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. So what is a sign? You shall find the babe. You shall find. That's a promise here. How could they find? Where would they start? How many houses would there be? And how many barns or stables where they would have to look? How could they ever find the child? Is the angel not explaining that in that street you have to go? It doesn't say it here. Now here is the promise. This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find. That's the word of God. Ye shall find. That's the promise of God. Young people, that's the promise of the word. You shall find. It's the word of God. You will find. When you seek, you will find. When you knock on the door will be opened. Did you not yet find? Why not? Did you really seek? Oh, if you look to those shepherds, they couldn't stay there any longer. They had to find, and they did find. Is that your experience? Is that in your heart that you couldn't delay, you couldn't tarry? You shall find. You shall find the babe. This Savior is a babe. Small child. Well, how could a babe save? Can that be the Messiah? Can he save? Well, how long would it take to grow up? This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe. And there's faith in the hearts. Faith can wait, isn't it? Faith can wait for the Lord. In His time, this babe will perform, accomplish what is needed to be the Savior. You shall find the babe wrapped in sweating clothes. Well, that's probably not special. That's probably a common thing. When a child was born, a babe, they would wrap it in sweating clothes so that it would be kept warm and safe. He shall find the babe wrapped in sweating clothes. It was a normal, a common thing to do. That's how they would find the child. And lying in a manger. A manger, so that's what the animals usually use to eat, where they get their food. Well, that is a really poor situation. It might happen sometimes, but it's really making it clear what a poor situation this babe is born in. This shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in sweating clothes, lying in a manger. So it is a child that you will find, and it is a child in a very poor situation. This Savior is born in this world being poor, coming low. It's according to the word. It's according to what the prophet Zechariah had prophesied already, that the Savior, the Lord Jesus, would be born in a very, and would come in a very poor situation. When Zechariah says in chapter 9 that the king would come, but that he would come lowly. The Lord is fulfilling His word here. And the sign is that they will find the Savior as a babe wrapped in sweating clothes, lying in a manger, poor. So there they go. And they will find this child. And isn't it a miracle that they do go? And that they believe, that they trust this message. This is the way that God is bringing salvation into this world. It is a child, a babe, in swaddling clothes, and lying in a manger, in a very poor way. Christ is received in this world, in poverty. This is the way of God. This is the way of the gospel. So a child wrapped in swaddling clothes. You could say almost hidden in swaddling clothes. Just a child in clothes, like any child. And above that, in such a poor situation, laying in a manger. Is this a Savior? Is this the plan of God? Is this where generations have been waiting for? Is this where our hope should be? Just a babe in swaddling clothes, like hidden in the clothes, in a manger? You can just walk by, pay no attention. How many children are born in Bethlehem? And here is another one. And the one in a very poor situation, circumstances. So you probably will walk, pass by that manger and see some clothes. almost not see the baby and just go on with your own thing. This cannot be anything important, can it? This is the way that God is bringing salvation into this world. Did you discover it? The babe. Did you find? It was a sign that the shepherds would find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. We have to. How many do just pass by? Not discover a child. You do have to kneel down like the wise man did to find this Savior wrapped in sweating clouds. How many in this world do not see it? Like someone walking a certain track, but being in a hurry, not seeing those beautiful flowers there along the track. Might have happened to you that one of your children came and say, "Hey Dad, look how beautiful." Did you ever have that? And one of the children would come and say, "Hey Mom or Dad, come outside, look to the sky, it looks so beautiful." You might have been outside, you didn't see it. How many things there are that we just do not see? How many do not see this child? Did you see? In those clouds, in those sweating clouds, they are lying in a manger, so low, so poor, so hidden. And this is a Savior. It's too low for many. It's too simple. It's too poor. It's too weak. It's nothing special, is it? This is a sign they would find. This is the gospel. This is the way of salvation. Maybe you are like the wise men that went to Jerusalem. The wise men that expected the child to be in the palace, rich and impressive. And they didn't find it there. What are you looking for? What are you waiting for? What are you seeking for your soul? You say Christ, but how are you seeking Him? How do you expect Him to be found? Hidden in the Word, revealed in the Word, but so low, so simple. Do you have that you read the Word and it doesn't have any impression on you? Well, Christ is there in the Word. You are like that man in a hurry walking on the track and do not see His beauty. You expect something special. Something special in the eyes of the world. Something impressive, overwhelming. And here is Christ, wrapped in sweating clouds. Here are some words written down. Some words from God. You have to look carefully. And they have the power of God in them. Kneel down to see it, that Christ is here. Christ for your soul. In the Word that many lay aside, it's not that impressive for many in this world. But it is a power of God to salvation for those that believe, that in their guilt and sin, in their impossibility, don't know how to help themselves and come to the Word and read, that the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is cleansing and washing from all sin. It's just a simple sentence, isn't it? You might just read over it. You might be so used to those words that you pass by. And there is a child and reading it in a childlike way. Say, is that true? That's what I need. And see the beauty of Christ in the power of forgiveness revealed in the Word, in the power of salvation revealed in Scripture. This will be a sign to you. You will find the babe in swaddling clothes. Not special. How many babes would there be? Well, and in a very poor situation, lying in a manger. This is the way of God, that no flesh would boast in itself, but that we would boast in the Lord. We need faith to see this child. There is a sign. But how many didn't see it? How many didn't believe it? The sign is that it is just a babe that will be found. It is in swaddling clothes, like probably most babes would be, and a very poor situation. But this is the Son of David, born in the city of David. This is a Savior. This is Christ. That doesn't fit together, does it? So how can you get those two things together? That there's an angel coming from heaven in glory, shining. That the angels come and sing about what this child would do. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. It came to pass, as the angels were gone, that the shepherds go. How can that be? It doesn't fit together. Just a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, and here the angels showing the glory of heaven. Yes, those two things fit together. And they do by faith. Faith is receiving it, not the mind. It's too big. It's too great. It's too wonderful, this way of salvation. The mind cannot comprehend it. But the heart will embrace it by faith. Did you? Let us sing before we continue. Let us sing Psalter 2:17, stanza 1-4, 2:17, stanza 1. Remember not, O God, the sins of long ago. In tender mercy visit us, distressed and humbled low. 2:17, stanza 1-4. Congregation, it doesn't fit together, does it? This shall be the sign. You shall find the babe wrapped in sweat clothes, lying in a manger. Something you could easily pass by in your hurry to do something, to accomplish something, to feel good, to feel safe, to feel secure, to get some joy in your heart. You don't have time to look carefully, do you? But here is the promise: you shall find the babe. And that works together, that fits together with the message of the angels, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. And to get those things together, we need faith. So, well, this is the message. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. That is the message. That is what God is doing. And that is what we need. So peace on earth. Peace with God. That the fear, distress, and misery will leave my heart. That I will be delivered out of that situation of being at enmity with God and being in peace with God. That's what Christ came for. That's what the angels say. He wants people like you and I to find peace. Not peace like that there wouldn't be war in this world. Yes, that will be in the future. That is not a situation now and here. That is not a peace where the angels are talking about, but a spiritual peace. Peace with God. Do you understand that? Do you know what it means that the harmony of heaven will come down in your heart in a certain measure, like here, that glory of heaven is seen, that peace, that you have that experience, that it is well with your soul, that God is reconciled with man. That's what you and I need. We all need that. That's what Christ came for in this world. That's what the angels sing about, peace on earth. While we still are here on earth, there is peace in the hearts of the children of God. A peace that will be experienced in a full extent, full measure. So peace on earth. And that God will get a glory. That's what Christ came for in this world. This babe, wrapped, swaddling clouds, lying in a manger, so that God would get a glory. Is that possible? Lying in a manger? Yes, that's what Christ came for. That God would get a glory also in your life. That's what you are created for. That God will receive the glory. Does he? That starts in your heart. That you think good about God. It will come to your mouth. That you speak good about God. God is so good. That you could say that. In your trials. It's a miracle. Worked by Christ. Glory to God. Peace on earth. Good will toward man. This baby is showing good will toward man. That God, in his sovereignty, in his eternal love, shows goodwill toward man. That is something that comes from God, is seen in Christ. So, okay, here is, you could say, a description of the work of this Savior. Glory to God, peace on earth. He's revealing goodwill toward man, so that you would believe. How many times do you not trust? Do you not believe that there could be goodwill toward man? Okay, so now you still might have your question. How can I receive this work of God in my heart? I see now what you say. I see that Christ came, that baby, to bring glory to God and peace on earth. Peace with God in the heart of man. Being forgiven, being received as his dear child. And that so there is the goodwill of God toward man. That's the only reason. Oh, if you could see that, that's faith. That's faith. Well, but how can I? Tell me, how can I? Oh, there must be something great, something special happening to me, like a voice from heaven. Oh, there must be something very impressive in my heart. I must have such a deep emotion before it could be true for me. There must be something great. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Is that great? It's so low. That's so simple. You can easily pass by, not paying attention. And it happened. Many did. And the scribes would tell the wise man, there you can find it. It's in Micah, the prophet. Out of Bethlehem shall come forth a ruler from everlasting. Didn't go. So what do I mean? For many it's too simple. That here is the word telling us about Christ, and that there is salvation, and it is received by faith. That you believe it, that you trust. Here is forgiveness of my sins showed in the word. You cannot. You look for something different. You must perform something. There must be something very impressive. There must be something very, very great. Well, listen, it is great that God is laying here in a manger. But you need eyes of faith to see it. It is great that there is forgiveness of all my sins by the blood of Christ. Well, I have nothing that I did to make myself worthy. I had to discover that. This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped. Look carefully. Wrapped in sweating clouds. So poor in the eyes of the world, lying in a manger. It's the way of God. So that there's no glory for the flesh, but all glory to Christ, to God. That's what Christ came for. Glory to God. That's how peace is received in the heart. Oh, here it is. You embrace this word. You embrace Christ revealed in the word. And that's all. That's enough. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that he might become rich. Thy king cometh unto thee, just having salvation lowly. That's the plan of God. God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Christ, by his Spirit, has to born in your heart. But this shall be a sign unto you. Shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Oh, you find him just reading the words written down by the hands of man, but inspired by the Holy Spirit, and having a godly power of salvation in them. And there you find your Savior. There you find Christ. There you find peace with God. There you give glory to God. There you see the goodwill to man. It's coming from the side of God. And you give up your own works. And you rest in the work of Christ. And then you work like the shepherds. So they went to tell. But listen, it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said unto one another, let us go now even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, as the Lord had made known unto us. Let us now go. Not tomorrow. No. They don't say, let's wait till the new day. Might be better. No. There's no better time to find Christ than today. Now. Why would you tarry? Here he is. Yes. In the Word. Do you see it? It's like in swaddling clouds, lying in a manger. Kneel down, look carefully, and see that he is there as a savior of the world. And they came with haste. It has haste for your soul. You die when you go home. You die today outside of Christ. You're lost for eternity while the Savior came to this world. And unto you is born. It came with haste. And found. It shall be a sign unto you, you will find. And found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. So come, see, trust, you will make known. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, work faith in our hearts to see the child of Bethlehem lying in a manger. He who was rich became poor that we would be rich. Spiritually, would say, I have all because I found Christ. Oh, how easily we pass by the child wrapped in swaddling clothes, looking for something we can do, looking for something that would be impressive to our emotions. Well, yes, there will be emotions as a fruit, not as a foundation. In thy time, thy measure, but we need faith. O Lord, work that conviction in our hearts of our need, that we will repent, and that we will believe, that we will come with haste, that we will come now. And not tarry, not delay, Oh, that's what a devil will say. Tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow the sun will be shining. You will find a way easily. They couldn't do it. That we wouldn't do it, O Lord. Tomorrow could be too late. That we surrender today to Jesus and bring in our prayers, our sins before Him. And, oh, confess faith. And Thou wilt work and strengthen faith in our hearts. Lord, oh, incline our hearts to the fear of Thy name. That we will turn away from our own fire because of the glory of God revealed to us. There will be that true conversion, that Christ will be the center, that we seek Him all our days because we found Him, and that we will tell abroad, and that people will hear. Lord, bless Thy word, forgive everything that was not according to the mind of the Spirit, and be with us this day, this Christmas day, and that our thoughts will climb up to Him who is now at the right hand of the Father in glory, and that one day all those that believe in Him will share in His glory. Lord, hear us, we pray. In Jesus' name, Amen.